Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Are we on here? I don't know for me.
Okay, welcome to the sports show with Jamie C.
Well, it's all well and good, but
Stop.
Didn't say on air, did it?
Says it right here.
Well, sometimes that does. There's not much sports to talk right.
Yeah, there is.
I'll do it. I wish I had some calls in the queue, but apparently I did not. So all my loyal callers have deserted in there, apparently. Yes. They will desert. You try to call. I'm going to see if they... But at least Calpo should be up here. Someone should be up here. My God, you call it. I just want to clear it up before we get revved up, okay?
Talk about sports.
I am.
You're not.
You take this shit right seriously.
If you're
going to
do it, then do it well.
The only time I get screamed at is when you're sitting here.
I don't even know
who's sharing it.
I'm just giving
an honor. Okay, what?
Like,
I care. And I care that there's 2 days left to opening day and that there's nothing to talk about there because this is one of the worst. What? And she called the host number and said, we'll let her do that. But yeah, not much to get excited about. 2 days left for opening day.
Put your hand in front.
We got NCAA Final Four that we could get into if this queue ever starts lighting up with some callers. And I can hear myself now. Just great.
You can hear it on my phone, Jane.
Yeah, I know. You gone. So, yeah, we'll see.
Who do you think's going to be in the World Series this year?
This way too early to say that.
I said, who do you think?
Well, you can't say that in February.
Who has a good squad this year, you think?
How about you? Dodgers. I think
Dodgers
will have a good squad.
Don't the Giants usually?
Giants will be there. Cardinals will be there, all the prerequisites and such. We'll see if anyone ever calls. I'm looking at the queue here, and it's just a barren landscape of nothingness here in the sports show queue. Isn't it?
Yeah.
See, don't be recruiting. What are you telling him? Show is up? He's probably asleep, boy. What? He's probably damn asleep. We'll see if he calls. I'm sure not. So he's probably in not asleep. I think we should go to southwest.com to win a show and look for tickets to, Sandy. San Diego. Mom.
The Flyers, right?
No, the Flyers are not going to be in the playoffs, no.
No?
No playoffs for the Flyers.
No playoffs for the Flyers, no playoffs for the Sixers, no playoffs for
the
Eagles. And the
Eagles
didn't make it either, right?
So we're going to have a year with no playoffs again for the second in the last 3 years.
seem that long ago that the Phillies were, like, right there and the contenders.
It seems like a long time ago, it does.
Well, I guess you were in first grade, right, when they won, and now you're in eighth?
No, I'm in second grade when they won.
When they won?
Yeah. A lot has changed in this many years. Let's talk. On Monday, we're going everywhere. We're going up to the Swedes. We're going. All right? Yeah. I don't care, because I'm me. So as soon as we get in, we're just invading everywhere. You get it? All right? Good and well. So we'll see if they call. We'll see if anyone calls.
How do you
sports
think, show. Think that there's a chance of the Phillies winning on opening day? Because
yeah,
they
have a chance. And they'll be 1-3 at the end of that series. Whoa.
Right.
This is quick service for TLM, and he's already on the air.
JC. Couple days away from Magnolia Lane.
Getting ready, yeah.
Getting ready for, hey, did you see your boy yesterday sustained an injury?
What boy?
Patrick Reed.
I have many boys.
Well, that's the guy that you hold in high regard for this Masters title. It looked like he hurt his right foot. He kept picking it up. And if he's struggling with that foot, he's not going to be able to walk at Augusta National.
Yeah, and that's a very hilly course, so anyone with, like, foot injuries and stuff are not going to do very well.
Now, hopefully he can recover and it's nothing serious. But on to our fightings. At any point in the season, you think Ryan Howard's just going to walk away, or he want to collect every last dime, batting 167. He's not off for a good start.
I think he'll win every last dime. V2 money hungry, so he'll bat 200 the whole season. And 100, that'll be at like 68 and whatever, and it's going to be a miserable summer for him and for the fights.
Yeah, I think if we could see some development, though, in guys like Cody Ashe and some of the younger players, it's not all lost. But their foreign team is still ranked in the bottom third of all teams in Major League Baseball. So that doesn't bode very well for the future either.
No, it doesn't. That you said you have a poor form system. That the only hope you seem to have is in single and double A. That really shows you the state of the team.
Well, there was a guy that called it.
And the state of everything to do with the team.
Right. Agreed. Somebody called in from Allentown and said he sees the Iron Pigs all the time. And there's nobody there that is waiting in the wings to help out. So. Anyway, what do you think the Flyers are going to do with Del Zotto? You think you're going to sign him?
I hope they do because he's been a solid contributor all season, couple goals. He's a good ball player. So I hope he sticks around.
So do I. The problem is they have so many defensemen now, and they have so many under contract. They're going to have to get rid of a couple guys. If they can take those contracts and get rid of them, it would open up spots for the new guys and Del Zotto.
Yeah, that's true that they have much too many defensemen that Del Zotto might be one of the odd people out. But I really hope he sticks around because he was a solid contributor with the Rangers, and he seems to really have found a home here if he can sustain.
He likes it here. He loves Philadelphia. He likes the players, and I think they're on to something with him. What do you think of NCAA? You think anybody will beat Kentucky?
No, I think it's going to be two pretty easy games today, Duke and Kentucky, and we'll have one interesting Monday night. Okay, that's my verdict.
All right, how about some trivia on the way out the door?
Let's give you some trivia. This is another Philly trivia day.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. What do we got here?
Through the first home no-hitter of the 20th century for the Phillies in 1990.
What pitcher threw the first home no-hitter of the 20th century for the Phillies in 1990?
1991 was Tommy Green, and that was a no-hitter for sure. But this is 1990. Wow.
Right, 1990?
Yep.
1990, Philly, threw a no-hitter. Oh, geez. I know Schilling didn't have one back then. He was on the 93 team, right? Wasn't Schilling?
No,
John Denny.
No, it wasn't Schilling.
And it wasn't John Denny. He wasn't on the team.
Want some help here now?
Shoot, I'm drawing blanks on that. How about I take a wild stab and say Tyler Green?
Oh, no. Right later, that Terry Mulholland.
Terry Mulholland
is here.
Yeah. All right, JC.
Yeah.
See you later.
I got you. I'm very proud of myself. We'll talk some messages with you next week, buddy. Thank you so much.
Give me some extended time for the Masters. Talk to you later.
I will. Next week, you get as much time as you need, okay? Let's go to SC. He's on there. Let's go.
Be me.
That's you.
That be me, Jamie?
That be you.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing just great.
Well, guess what happened last night that you would never, ever, ever have predicted?
What?
Ben Revere hit a home run.
Oh! Ben Revere!
To win a game for the Phillies, Ben Revere home run.
Second career home run for Benny Orr,
yeah!
All right, so I'm going to ask you, who's going to win the basketball games tonight?
I think it's two walkovers for Duke and Kentucky.
You think so? Walkovers? Really? Wow.
I think the Duke game will be at least like a 13 or 15 point game. And I think Kentucky will win by like 20 more.
Wow.
And,
and your prediction for wins with the Phillies?
My prediction for wins with the Phillies is 69 wins.
Wow. Also,
do you think that
might be right. Do you think the Eagles will trade that means they'll have like 90 wins, right?
Yeah, they'll be
162, 90, yeah. You're saying about 90 losses?
Yeah, they'll be
95 losses, something like that.
69 and 92, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you think the Eagles will draft a high pick for a receiver?
They have to. I think that's their only remaining pressing need is receiver, and that's all I'm looking for them to do this draft.
You think they move up and get the quarterback, Mariota?
No, I think no on that, but I do think we're going to get a good receiver. We better, because I think it's our most pressing need by far right now.
Hey, why don't you talk to your producer? You want to throw a trivia at me?
Okay, you want the trivia? Let's go with the trivia.
Be nice. Don't be a wise guy.
I don't think we could get the trivia in order for you, FC.
No trivia, okay. All right, I'll call you after the show, okay?
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Annoying jerk. 1 second. Okay.
Annoying.
Can you wait 1 second?
Please talk.
Right while I was doing it.
Please talk. Let's see who it is. We got CHRS. Chris Conn, but he's on here.
What's going on, JC? You're getting live from
What's
Fort Lauderdale.
What's going on here? Yeah, live Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What's going on down there? I want a live report.
Live report is we got clear skies and low 80s. It's sunny and nice down here in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, low
80s.
Oh,
I heard the weather's been great up there, too.
It's like 70. It's supposed to be like 72 up here today, but I don't think it will get there.
It's pretty fantastic.
Monday will be
a lot of boat traffic out in the ocean I'm looking at.
What?
A lot of boats going in and out today. Low wind. No waves. Looks classy.
It's a good boating day. It seems.
Looks like a nice boating
no
day.
Waves.
I think your brothers are going to go fish. Did you talk to your dad yet? Did he call in?
No, he hasn't called in yet. You beat him to that.
I haven't seen him. I got to find him. I don't know where he is. I think he
you
might be eating breakfast.
You haven't seen him today. That's not a good sign, is it?
I saw him earlier. He was going out for a run when I was coming in from a run.
Oh.
So that was the last time I saw him. You got to run early because it gets deadly hot out here.
It gets hot and it gets hot fast. Yes, it does.
It gets hot and nasty. So sports-wise, I got nothing as usual because I don't really care.
It doesn't matter where you are. You always got nothing. That's you saying.
That's
and that's
right.
Why I love
it doesn't matter
people,
where I'm at.
And that's why I give you as much time as you want.
I got nothing. So we had some giant iguanas sitting next to us at the pool yesterday.
Oh, iguanas.
That was pretty
at the
fun.
Pool. Very good.
Giant, scary iguanas. I mean, they were big.
All right. Fun for Lauderdale.
Well, we'll see what it can. We can take some pictures for you today and do something exciting. I think we're going a little fishing later, maybe.
Fishing later. That'll be very fun. All right. Thank you for the Fort Lauderdale live stand-up. Much appreciated.
You got it. All right. Go Birds.
Is he going to stay there? Is he going to... Let's give you some trivia.
Oh, we got trivia?
Who is the first voice player to...
Join the
30-30 club. 30 home runs, 30 strong... What? 30 strong bases in 2001.
In 2001?
Yeah.
My original guess was going to be Ricky Henderson, but 2001 puts him out of date. 2001, 15 years ago. Did he play for the Reds?
No, this is the Phillies. This is the first Phillies guy that joined the 30-30 club.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. So then was it J-Roll?
Is it Jimmy Rollins? Nope. Go back a little farther. That's everyone's favorite. Bobby Abreu. Thank you.
Bobby Abreu. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
He's a very kind of guy.
All right, bud. You have
thank
a good day
so
and happy
much.
Easter.
Thank you so
behave
much for the participation
tomorrow.
In the show. Goodbye. 0131, go ahead.
Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm just on vacation because I'm on spring break right now. First off, I hope you have a good Easter tomorrow. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. I wanted to ask you who you have going to the national championship. And I also wanted to know what have you thought about Michigan State's improbable run when everyone thought that they were done 3 weeks ago. What do you think of it? It's been an amazing tournament. I got to tell you, it's been what heck of a tournament. It's been unbelievable.
I'll address your first thing first. I have Kentucky and Duke in the championship.
Okay.
And I think Michigan State's run just speaks to the power of Izzo and how he owns this month and that it doesn't matter what kind of team he has, he'll always be there in March.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a big Michigan State fan, so I'm really, really nervous about today's game. I'm really nervous. I hope
it'll be fun for you guys,
but I don't.
You're
but
not,
I don't expect.
You're not really playing for anything, so it's gonna be fun for you.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. It's been a pretty unbelievable run, I got to tell you. It's been unbelievable. I did not expect them to get past the Sweet 16, and, you know, it's just been pretty amazing, I got to tell you. Oh, and also, one other thing. I just wanted to ask you, I haven't talked to you in a while. What do you think of these trades that the Eagles are making? Do you think that the Eagles are insane for what they're doing, or do you think they're doing it the right way?
No, I don't think insane is the right word. I think he has a vision, and you just have to let him work and see what happens, and don't question the master, okay? That's what I say to you.
True, but and you do realize that they could have just made a huge quarterback mistake. Because Foles is better than
I
Bradford.
I do realize that, Sam, but I think it's too early to make a judgment on that. But I think he realizes that, too, though.
That's true. We'll see what happens. But so you have Kentucky and Duke in the national championship. Who are you taking the winner? Are you taking Kentucky to get the perfect season?
Yeah,
what,
I am. I
taking?
Think it's going to be one fun game. It's going to be a single-digit game. Win 12
wow.
against Carl Towns.
Wow.
Okafor against Carly Stein. But I'm taking the Cats to finish off the 40-0, unblemished, no loss season.
Wow, that's a bold prediction. I mean, you could be right. We'll see what happens. I have to say yes.
All
right, but...
yeah, it's very bold.
Yeah.
No.
Do you have any questions for me or no? Oh, okay.
Let's get you some city on the Phillies here quickly.
Who smacked
58
home runs for the Phillies in 2006?
Who smacked 50 home runs for Phillies in 2006?
In what year?
2006.
Do you have options or no?
What?
Like options of who it is? Like, do you have a bunch of players named where I could just pick
No options, no. He's still on the team, though, I'll tell you that. There's a little hint for you before you go.
Okay, let's see. Is the answer ugly or no?
The answer is not ugly, but thank you for trying. It was Ryan Howard. So you guessed wrong there, but thank you anyway, Dan Roy, for your contribution to this enterprise.
Sure.
All right, let's go to someone that contributes to nothing but the badness of society. John Park is on the air. He'll finish us out here today.
Yes. No, that's the intro I like.
Yes.
That's the intro I need almost every week, all right? I can't have these vague descriptions. I need something that I can easily identify
you good,
as your...
good intros every week.
How do you know?
Because
sometimes you don't say my name and you're just like, hey, what's good? And I'm like, what?
Because I don't feel like saying a name sometimes. So I don't
think
you...
Well, I understand that.
Maybe I should say the police could arrest you. Finish those all the arrest warrants they have out for you.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I just still need an intro. You don't have to say my name. I just still need to know it's me. And you giving me that intro just gave me nothing to know it was me. So I was good.
All right.
On my way really to the Phillies exhibition game, am I right? Here we go, Phil.
Yeah, on deck series. What do you... Yes. A 5-0 win.
Right.
A win last night, hopefully. We could build on that. The exhibition baseball front.
Yeah, we're on the deck that they use on the ship before they push people off is what deck we're on. So, the Phillies... Yeah. So, obviously, you know, I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago. The over-under for Phillies wins was 68. On 2 days before the start of an expectedly gloomy season, what do you think? Predict the Phillies record for the upcoming year. What do you
think? I think it's going to be 70 wins.
70 exactly?
Yes.
So you like the over, huh?
Yeah, I like the over just by a little bit.
So what reasons do you think that they're going to go over? The reasons I think
they're going to go over is that there's bad teams and people can get hot for like a week or two and win four in a row that could turn into their 70
four in a row
win.
And then you'd only have 66 to go. People are saying the Nationals are the best team in baseball on paper. You got the Marlins and Mets who are improved. It's
going to be a fun division.
Fun or tough?
It's going to be fun and tough. It's going to be both.
I don't know if it'll be fun, but it'll be tough anyway.
It'll be fun to watch them get feasted on every game.
Yo,
that's going to be fun.
But, by the way, real quick, so I'm looking through the two games on tonight, the basketball games, they're not even on CBS.
They're not.
TNT and CBS. Like, what is that? CBS doesn't
tell
us
the I think we went through this last year because it's a bad time. It's on Saturday, and they do those team-centric telecasts.
Yeah,
so you have, like, the Michigan State telecast.
But they do good ratings on Saturday night, though, because there's nothing else on Saturday nights. I was flipping
through.
Yeah,
but they can't waste time on that one. But, yeah,
I
you can watch. I'll be watching the Duke
Board. For some reason. I don't know why.
No, it's not. Yeah, they got to make money on these double and triple telecasts that they do of all the different teams' perspectives.
Michigan State telecast
and all that.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. But I'm still going to fire up an angry email.
Whatever. Let's give you some trivia before we leave here and before we close down this beautiful garage.
Okay.
This is like a... Come on now. All right, come on.
I'm trying to get one that's a little hard. These
are too easy.
Really? I'm dumb now. You have to keep that in mind.
Well, you're dumb, but you're dumb on things that don't include the phrase, but you are dumb on many other things.
Right, yeah.
Come on. How many gold gloves did Mike Smith win? There we go.
How many gold gloves did Mike Smith win?
In his whole career.
Jesus. I'm going to say it's at least 10. I'm going to say 12. I should probably just know this off the top of my head.
No, 10. You went a little too high there.
10? All right. That's right. I'm wearing my Schmitty jersey today. I think he'd be the second best player
in
the team
right now. Sure you'll enjoy the fun. Maybe you'll see some of your friends like Freddie Galvis and a wonderful lineup around the ballpark. All right. Thank you, buddy.
World Series 2015. Here we come.
World Series. Here we come. We Oh, I'll finish you on that Saturday.
Yeah, hang out
that
was like,
cool.
Oh, you did the show early?
The 4th of May.
10:29 and
45
seconds.
Yeah, come on. You have to go straight to the bitter end. Oh, here he is.
Oh, see?
One minute left. Go ahead. What do you got? Go.
Good morning. How
you guys,
are we?
We're doing good. You have like 30 seconds to go.
Well, I called earlier. You obviously you're having the phone lines are lighting up like crazy, huh?
You called earlier, huh? I came.
Yeah, it was full.
That's fine. That's hard to believe.
It was full. It said that all the lines were busy. Was it at some
people
called
today?
Maybe
they have less lines now. I don't know. I thought they had 5 lines. I never had 5 here, but go ahead.
So we got the Final Four today, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to watch it because that's no money implications for you.
Well, we don't want to make me sad about it. I know. I don't really want to watch it now because I'm so mad about it. So what time they start
today? I'm sure you'll be doing things anyway, like being at dinner or fishing or going to the beach or whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, they want to go fishing. We went and got $68 worth of new rods, and we got squid and shrimp to cut up, and now we're going to go fishing and see if we can catch some giant swordfish.
All right, $68, it better be worth it, okay? I'm sure it is.
Well, who do you got today?
Kentucky and Duke and Walkovers.
Maybe. Might be true.
All right, that's what
probably
I got.
Probably will be true.
Let's
right,
give you some
you.
Trivia and then get you out of here because I want to end this enterprise.
Okay.
Trivia. Come on. Come
what
on.
What future Hall of Fame manager played for the Phillies in 1959?
What future Hall of Fame manager played for the Phillies in 1959?
All right, I got them. I got manager of Phillies 1959. What was the first part?
What future Hall of Fame manager played for the Phillies in 1959?
Sparky Anderson?
I got a different one if you want.
You say Sparky Anderson? It's yes, but she did have another one. But we're not going to give it to you because I want to end
it.
Thank you. Have fun today. Send me
that?
Pictures all day. Pictures, FaceTimes. I want that all day. And you called it, by the way, that you're going to call it like a minute ago. And you did.